superintendent finalist Michael Dunsmore says he has the necessary skills to move from his smaller North Carolina district to the larger and more urban Duval County. That was a reoccurring question as school board members interviewed him Wednesday. Dunsmore moved from leading a 700-student North Carolina school district to his current 20,000-student district. But that's still more than six times smaller than Duval. Dunsmore says he's still the right person for the job, though, because he'll surround himself with smart people.
Making that transition to the next level, what excites me most, and when I looked at the leadership and all the positions, and I thought, wow, look at all that expertise there. That's going to be fun.
He added there are some similarities between Wayne and Duval counties because both have rural areas, urban areas, and their share of poverty. Board member Ashley Smith-Juarez told Dunsmore Jacksonville is still healing from segregation.
As superintendent, how would you contribute to that healing?
Dunsmore said he'd want to focus on transportation access because even though students have lots of school choices, they don't always have rides to faraway schools.
What about the children that don't have that opportunity or don't have a parent there that is taking an interest in their school career, their school life?
This morning, the board will interview its second finalist, Diana Green, superintendent of Florida's Manatee County. After wrapping up interviews Friday, the board plans to pick a new leader later that afternoon. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.